Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
Everybody, how is everybody doing on this snowy, snowy night? What's going on, everybody? Well, tonight I'm supposed to have a guest speaker coming on from Miami, Florida. Since nobody never wants to call in, nobody never wants to say anything. So I decided to let people come on the air that want to talk about their town, their city, and somebody from my house volunteered first, so I'm going to let them do it first, and I'm going to see if other people from other houses would like to talk about their city and their house. So I'm waiting for Taj Ebony to call in now from Miami, Florida, from the Miami chapter, and he wants to talk about how the Miami chapter is picking up and their relationships between the Milans and the other houses that are there, the Infinities, and so on, and on him giving a function out there. And he just wants to talk about his chapter, and he asked me, could he come on the radio and talk about it? And I told him, of course, because we never seem to get any callers, and I'm sure tonight we'll get a bunch of them, but it doesn't matter. We'll get to them because he's only going to take a few minutes. Talk about the Miami, Florida scene. So when he gets the chance, he can call in, and we will be able to. Okay. The first number on the list is 786-325. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Taj. How are you doing, honey?
Hi, Kavish. How you doing?
Fine, and you, sweetheart. Like I was just telling everybody, you're from Miami, well, you're in Miami, Florida right now, and you're a part of the ballroom scene out there, and you plan on giving a ball in next month sometime?
Yes, February 10th.
Oh, okay. And you just want to talk about the ball, the scene, maybe a few of the categories so everybody can get a kind of idea of the kind of categories that go on down there. So that, I mean, that you could get a, you know, I mean, we have a lot of listeners from a lot of different places, and just knowing what your categories are, because I'm sure a lot of people will know to look for it now on Walk For Me Wednesday, if you do not have it on Walk For Me Wednesday, or also to look for it on Facebook. So it gives you a chance now to verbally, you know, let them know where you're coming from and what your ball is going to give and how the scene in Florida and Miami is doing, and you know, both from wherever you need to go to, and I'll help you out as much as I can.
Okay, well, my ballroom name is Trigger Ebony. I became an Ebony last year around April, right before Sizzle,
mm-hmm.
And I have been participating in every ball ever since then. And I just decided that I wanted to throw a function on my own because I didn't want to wait, you know, too long to throw a function. I'm the type of person, if I can do it, I want to do it now because I can't wait on the future. I like to dwell on the present. So the ball anyway is February 10th, and it's called Love Hangover. I came up with Love Hangover because, one, I like the song Love Hangover by Diana Ross. That's one of my favorite songs. So I just switched it up. And I titled it Love Hangover, so it's H-A-N-G-O-V-A-H. And it's about, you know, love. You know, love sucks, love hurts, but love feels good, all that type of stuff. And I'm just, you know, the ballroom, you know, everybody has been talking about the Miami ballroom scene and how it's not this and how it's not that. And we are really down here trying to really put Miami back on the map. Miami was on the map, but I don't know what happened or, you know, what may have occurred because I just moved here like last year, but where, you know, the last ball we had was Warren's Frozen Ball, which was very successful, and we had a lot of participants. So that kind of inspired me, you know, to go ahead and do my own ball. So my ball is like the first ball of the year. So hopefully, you know, hopefully it turns out very well. My categories, I wanted to keep my categories very simple. I didn't want to do too many hard categories because I wanted as much participation as possible.
And, good idea.
One of my categories is drag transformation, and you know it's calling for part one. You come out as an American sweetheart, you know, the all American high school sweetheart, like you know you. And you can take that as however you want. If you want to come out as a football player or the honor society president, you know, however you want to do it. And then part two, you come out as the All-American sweetheart's girlfriend. Like, who would the All-American sweetheart date? And you will come out as her. So if you are perpetrating the football player, it's quite natural that in part two, you'll come out as the cheerleader.
Right.
So it's real fun, and then I have runway as a bizarre runway as a house, and with that is I want people to bring in horror, going back to horror films. I want four. I think it's two butch queens and a female figure, and the fourth person is of choice. And what you do is your house bring out four different horror movies, and you bring a look representing each of those four categories. So, like, if you choose Nightmare on Elm Street, somebody has to come out representing in runway the 2011 version of Freddy Krueger. And each effect must have red in it, and it must be a production. So, you know, that's just, like, just two of the categories. I do have my categories, the categories in the flyer is on Walk For Me Wednesdays, and it's on Facebook in an event. And, you know, people have been starting to hit me up and ask me, you know, for the categories, and I just send them invites to the event. I'm just starting to really, really pub since it's literally yesterday was like the 30th day before the event. So I'm really trying to get it out there and push it out because I want Miami to be, you know, considered one of the ballroom cities, and I want other cities to start coming to Miami and start taking Miami seriously because it seems like people are not taking our city seriously. So, you know, hopefully this ball will kick off 2011, you know, correctly. You know, I am kind of nervous because, you know, people have been telling me, well, people have not connected with you and, you know, they don't know who you are. And, you know, my answer to that is this is your chance to know who I am. This is my connection. I'm throwing a function. So after I throw the function, you're going to know who Trigger Ebony is because I can walk 1,000 balls. I can come in, walk my category, and leave. And you will never connect with me unless I want you to. So this is my way of connecting to the city. This is me saying, this is Trigger Ebony, and he is going to be a force to be reckoned with in the Miami scene, and he's going to try to take Miami to another level, just as, you know, Danny Ebony, my house father, and Warren Milan, and, you know, other people, because I guess people feel that because I'm new, I shouldn't throw a ball, but if Warren left Miami, if Nick Mack left Miami, if Danny left Miami, who else is going to pick up the pieces and start throwing a ball? So I'm not going to wait for somebody to do it. I'm going to do it myself because I've always been a leader. I've never been a follower. If I see something and I want to do it, I'm going to do it. That's just me. Because I may die tomorrow or I may die next year, God forbid, but before I die, I'm going to do what I've always wanted to do. So, you know, hopefully the ball get as much publicity as it can, and hopefully people come out and participate because I participate in everybody's ball. Who's throwing a function? I come out. I try to walk. I try to participate because you cannot ask anybody to participate if you're not participating yourself.
Correct.
You know, so I just, you know, hopefully everybody, you know, come out and support. Even if they don't, you know, even if half of the people come, I'll be okay. I just want to, you know, if we want, I just want that support system of all the houses, because if all the houses can't support each other, we're not, if we're nothing. So, you know, I'm excited as well as nervous. So, you know, if anybody,
It's always good to know, like, how many categories do you have?
I have 30 categories.
Right. Okay. So, and that, and your ball will be considered one, it's going to be a mini function or a major function?
It is a major function. It will be.
Oh, okay.
It will be.
So it will be counted.
Yeah.
Of the year. Oh, okay. So, I mean, I just see the participation in Florida being really big. And I like to see Florida for some reason or another. A lot of people don't seem to get or grasp it for what it is, but I kind of like to see it in Florida. I like that it's controversy, but not too controversial, and where the ballroom politics seem to kick in, and it becomes like a real sick menagerie after a while. So be happy that your scene is kind of small. Bring the competition in, but just keep in mind that when the competition comes, then the bullshit comes.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, bullshit is bullshit any way that you take it, but in all reality, if you want to draw the crowd, you have to draw the controversy. So they have to have a reason to come to, you know, Miami. I mean, they're definitely, you know, when the runway girls come to Miami, they're coming for you and Warren. I mean, especially Ms. Warren, because, you know, she's originally from Philadelphia, and she reigned for a long time there. So, you know, it's time, you know, a few girls want to knock her off a pedestal. So she has to be on her game. But always keep in mind that they're not going to take any casualties. These girls don't play anymore, especially when you got the Chicago girls, and you got the New York girls, and you got the North Carolina girls. Those girls don't play when it comes to runway. And, you know, along with Warren being very creative, his runway is, you know, one to be fucked with. Just like I told you, I mean, if you want to make a name and make the controversy, you got to go for the big girl, and the big girl is Warren. I mean, out there. If you want to make controversy... If you want to make controversy to come back to Miami, then y'all have to get out and go other places and bring the Rumble back to you. And the problem is, when you bring the Rumble back to you, just know that it brings a lot of bullshit, but it brings a lot. It can bring a lot of fun. It can bring a lot of things. But just
Which is what I want. You know, there's nothing wrong with healthy competition. As long as they are at, as long as everybody is at that start line, you know, it's all for fun, and you know, we all love our craft, and we all love what we're doing. I just want the participation. The participation is the most important part, because at the end of the day, I don't pay nobody bills, and nobody pays my bills. You know, this is a hobby for us, and I just want to, if this is your hobby and this is your love, I just want you to be good at it. And, you know, Warren is one of the forerunners for Runway, so it's quite natural that if I want to become what Warren is, I'm going to have to, you know.
Put some smoke to your heels.
Do what he does.
Yeah, do what he does. I mean, and, you know, you have an American runway down there by the name of Zola. His American runway is nasty, 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 nasty beyond compare. But again, all this runway, then y'all got the legend down there, which is Eric Mugler, which is a very good friend of mine. And I've been trying to get in touch with him for a while. But another bad girl. And y'all have all this talent down there, and there's no controversy. I mean, there's no controversy, and there should be. Because y'all have all right to have that controversy going on. There's a lot of places where you and Warren can go, and even other runways like Derek and Rico that really needs to feel your presence in other places. I'm serious, because I look at Runway and I'm like, baby, these kids would have problems in Florida, but because y'all don't come out of Florida enough, and not too many people come down there, and then they don't know about the function. You know, I mean, on top of Florida being a warm climate, a real decent, a real nice party city, also, your venues for your balls are great. I mean, great. I mean, I wish that we had that many venues that would allow us to throw functions the way y'all are able to. So, I mean, if it just catches on, if it just grabs a hold of something, a lot more people will come down. I mean, you have a big scene in Texas that's just right there. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, it's just that y'all need to just get it. I mean, your ball, a lot of people, I was surprised that somebody asked me about your ball. And it was kind of strange to me that they did, because I wouldn't even think that nobody would ask me about that, but because this person knows that I go to Florida on an often basis, and so they asked me about that ball, like they asked me about Warren's ball, and I was like, wow, you know, it's like really people are really catching on that the Florida scene is picking up, but y'all as a whole in Florida need to get on the road a little bit. MLK weekend is coming up. I know it's closed, but I'm sure that y'all are going to be at MLK weekend. You pick a rival, any one of them, and y'all go for what y'all know. Go for broke. Y'all out of town. Nobody knows you out there. Y'all trying to make a name for yourself. You're trying to make a statement. It's fun. Atlanta is good, healthy fun. And at Steward Ball, you're going to get a fair shake. The judges panel itself is interesting, very interesting to me. And his choice of judges are a set of judges that I've seen that if I had a choice, I would walk, to be honest with you. And I still might, but y'all need to really get to Atlanta, because that is like a ball that y'all can really sink your teeth into. Y'all have an exposure from the Chanels and then the Escadas and, you know, from different places. And, you know, the whole thing to it is what you want to do is you want to be able to, you know, network to people in Cincinnati, Ohio, and Detroit. You get to meet Goddess, and, you know, you start to make a rapport with everybody. And when y'all in Florida, no matter what house you're from, may it be Milan, may it be Infinity, may it be Ebony, it doesn't matter. As long as y'all start making a rapport in other cities with your own house, and then you know you could make it where Detroit would tell you, oh, we're having a function and this, that, and the other, and, you know, we want y'all to come on down, and, oh, Todd, I think you should come down and walk Runway, because I think the Runway is calling your name, and, you know, different things of that nature. When y'all start to get on that circuit, you put the fire right back into Florida. You see what I'm saying? And that's what y'all need, the fire back in Miami. You got Warren, you got you got Steve, you got Danny, you got Derek, you got just so many, you got Andy, you got so much talent down there. Runway in so many different oppositions in so many places. You got a big boy, you got a tall boy. Y'all need to join together as a whole. Y'all know y'all can walk. Now the whole thing is to just put that stuff out there so that everybody can know that. Okay, yeah, I'm going to Florida. I want a piece of Miss Warren. Yeah, she got me at Stewart's Ball, but I'm, you know, I think I'm gonna, you know, pump on down there and, you know, see what Miss Warren got to give. And that's how it starts. You know what I'm saying? But right, but like I said, always keep in mind that with many more people comes many more attitudes and lots of more bullshit. It brings a lot to the ballroom scene, but it also brings a lot of bullshit to the ballroom scene. But it's all fun. It's all great. It's just that, you know, your ball might, the beginning of the year, it might start a totally different trend. You know, it might start a rivalship. You might get somebody down there that from the House of Infinity from Pittsburgh, or you know, and they see something going on. You don't know where it can happen, but, you know, make sure that your ball runs in accordance to the way that you do it. And, you know, once everybody knows that the balls run smooth, they finish their function, they give all their money out and things of that nature, Florida will pick up very rapidly because it is such a fun city. And there's so much to do in Florida during the daytime when you're not at the club or at the function or going to a ball or doing a house meeting. There's so much to do in Florida. So I don't know why there are not more functions being given in Florida itself, you know, during the, you know, the different seasons of getting ready to come up. And, you know, that's always a big time, you know, for everybody. So that draws a lot of people, but it draws a lot of competition. You know, it's just a lot of stuff. So, I mean, y'all just need to really think about it. And let me ask you another question. Do you have Twist on your
Performance. I have Twisters, Sisters, and female Fem Queen.
Take your Performance. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you've kind of touched everybody's little base. So you know.
That's why I have so many, because I try to include everybody, that everybody get a little small taste of it.
Right.
And, you know, this is my first one, but this is going to become an annual thing because, like you said earlier, Miami don't have that many functions. So this is my contribution, like, well, this is another function that we can add to the roster per year.
Right. Okay, so it's like on a schedule. And I guess you'll keep that slot for the first bowl of the year, and I work out for you. And
so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, honey.
I'm just that type of person that I don't want to wait 10 years to throw my function. You know, people wait so long to throw their function. I feel like if you feel it, do it. You know, I'm not trying to wait 30 years to let people know who I am. I've waited a year. You know, this May would be my full first year, and I wanted to make my first year a hit.
Memorable.
You know, I want people to know at the awards ball, Trigger is here, and he's here to stay, and he's here to move forward. You know, point blank. You know, let's make Miami hot. Let's give people another reason to come to Miami besides Sizzle. Well, you know.
Okay, so I don't know if I have any more callers, if anybody else called in from maybe your region. But, you know, I'll be there, you know, most definitely I'll be there. But I just, you know, I wish that, you know, this ball is the start of something, you know, small but sweet but caring but nice, because you know, the whole theme of the bowl is love. So, I mean, y'all should, you know, a lot of people should take from that and try to make it into something more on a positive level. So there won't be no trouble. If everybody's coming in to just have a good time and walk their categories, competition gets stiff. Make no mistakes about it. I think my best competition was my stiffest competition. To me, it always keeps me on my mettle. But, you know, there's a lot of competition out there. There's especially in Florida. There's a lot of performers, a lot of faces from different nationalities, and they don't go anywhere. And, you know, they're not on the circuit, so it's not like nobody pays attention to what's going on in Miami. But there's so much talent in Miami that needs to be explored. And so, it's just funny to me. Every time I come down there, it's like a new sex siren or a new face or a new runway, you know, because, mind you, when I first started coming down there, you were not walking runway as of yet.
Nope.
You know, my favorite at that time was Andy. Andy used to come to New York a lot and walk. And me and him used to always, like, he was just like this person. At one time, I always thought that Andy lived in New York. But come to find out that he lived in Florida. But because I saw him so often until, you know, we grew such a bond with each other, until we started talking a lot. And then it's like, Andy, another one that used to walk in New York all the time, he doesn't come to New York anymore. And a lot of times that accounts for, you know, the economy, jobs dropping, you know, times getting real hard. So now that you're taking the chance to give a ball, I mean, I think that every ball in Miami should count because there's so few of them and so far and few in between. And because a lot of people don't seem to be attracted to them, the balls themselves are like, it's something that needs to happen to build its reputation. And it seems like a lot of people don't invest a lot of time in it for one reason or the other. So, you know, it seems like the scene itself seems to do a hit and miss, which it shouldn't be doing. It should not be doing because, I mean, look, you got legends that live down here right now, Steve, Danny, and, you know, and Warren. So, I mean, why is it a forbidden city or a forgotten place? It shouldn't be like that. So I hope that the ball is a success and it might just, you know, break the mold so that, you know, that more people would come to the city and know that Florida has a lot to offer. And the competition down there is not as slight as everybody thinks it is. And it's not as choice as everybody hopes that it would be. So that was about it. So anything else you had to say, honey? I mean, anything else you wanted to tell anybody out there on Blog Talk Radio? I mean,
that was basically
kind of open on my Tuesdays because I guess, you know, our ratings hasn't been the greatest. So I just, like, when you said you wanted to call in, I was, you know, kind of happy because it kind of gives a little more info to the show. So giving out information and disseminating information and, you know, making it kind of a more reasonable way to just deal with the show as a whole. And then you are letting people know what's going on, which is the most important thing. That's what the radio show is for. So, I mean, when anybody wants to call in and wants to talk about a different subject in their city or something like that, I'm more than welcome. I mean, when I had Steve and Danny on one night, and they really, 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 really got into their feelings and, you know, talked about what went on between them and how these two men seem to keep their kind of heads above water. Even though the competition seems to be stiff between them, they seem to always have a cordial feeling towards each other, which I think is wonderful because the scene is so small down there, there's no reason for nobody to be feeling like, you know, there's nobody better than anybody else. Now, if somebody from Chicago or somewhere else was to come into your city, I'm sure that you're supposed to feel that way, but of course, but I mean, y'all within yourselves, if y'all don't do the competition, then it's like a back and forth between y'all, and that's something that I really feel that there's a little too much talent in Florida to be wasting it in town when there's so much competition out there on the road. I mean, so much competition out there on the road. And Warren knows it, but because Warren has done it at such a young age, I guess he's kind of, you know, well, I guess I'll get to it when I get to it, but he's not in any rush because you know how the rat race can be. But times have changed, and, you know, there's new girls coming out every day, so you shouldn't miss your turn. And when I tell you really should not miss your turn, you really should not miss your turn, so there won't be no rough patches in between because there's going to be a few, trust me. When they realize that y'all are in Florida sitting there, yeah, the girls are going to come for y'all, most definitely. They're going to come for you because it seems like the bowling team seems to expand more and more every year. This might be Florida's year.
Hopefully.
Yeah, trust me on that. So if you have anything else, I guess I'll go to see if I have, let me see. I might have a caller, let me check. Nope, I don't. But is there anything that you want to say? I mean, I don't have any callers online, so if there are anybody online and they're texting you, tell them to push one, because if they don't push one, I'll never know that they're there. But as I see right now, there's nobody on. I would just sit here and I would just talk for the whole time that I'm on. But you're on, so I just let you you know, do what you do. But, I mean, if you ain't got nothing to say, I mean, I don't know what to do. It's like, I'm like one of those situations that I can sit here and talk, all right? But if no one calls in, then there's no need, because then I have who I'm going to talk to, myself. And, I mean, that seems to be a lot of problems. It's just, I guess it's just the season, because we're really supposed to be off. There wasn't supposed to be no show tonight. So I guess nobody really scheduled to be really coming on. And then Kelly was on last night, and she said there was going to be a show tonight. So I don't know. So I guess I'll hit Kelly up. But if you have anything that you want to do, I guess you can go ahead and do it. But thank you for calling in. And if at any time that you want to, you know.
So I'll be back next week to talk about it again.
Oh, okay. Well, then fine. So then I guess next week we'll have to think of a topic then, since, you know, you're coming back on. I might as well, you know.
Yeah.
We might as well,
I'm going to inform the house and then let them all call in and we'll do it like that.
Of course, we can always have cheerful Ebony banter. Of course, no problem. I mean, if you know, because me and Derek always go to wit's end with each other, so I would love to get him on a slight banter. But me and Derek seem to just, he's just Derek.
Okay. Well, you will be hearing from me next week, and I appreciate you letting me come on and talk about Miami and all that type of stuff. And you'll see me next week, and hopefully, you know, you'll have something juicy for me to talk about, and we'll go for it.
Okay, no problem. All right, thank you, Taj.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, sweetie. Anytime.
All right.
Okay, everybody. I don't know if Kelly's really going to let you, because Kelly might not be listening in, but you might still be on, not unless you hang up completely. Period. But anyway. Everybody, I am just really just swamped for conversation right now because I really got my mind fixated on MLK weekend and how much fun I'm going to have. And I've been dealing with a situation today that I got a chance to talk to a very, very, very old friend of mine, James Pond. And me and James were sitting on the phone not more than about an hour and 15 minutes ago. And we were talking about the bond between. Okay. Go ahead, Kelly, play the old way show. So I'm going to, Kelly hit me up. She's going to play the old way show. So go ahead, Kelly. So until Kelly comes in with that.
Blog Talk Radio. You say you wanna walk away. You ain't got nothing to say. I salute you. Yeah. Go on out the door now. You take care. No more tears to shed. What you expecting me to beg? Well, I'm not. I'm done. So when you leave, to close the door behind you. Cause I'm feeling kinda taller than you lately. I like that you don't belong here. can do better. You say I'll never do better. Get right, whatever.
Definitely.
I'm not afraid to
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
We are, now, we are live on the air, honey, for this recap of this motherfucking weekend, honey. We are on, and we are motherfucking popping, and we are live, honey. What's going on, America? We're here on another Monday night, or a recap of another weekend or another function. How you girls in the chat room doing? How are you girls on the phone lines are doing? We are definitely here. I am definitely live and still in the motherfucking AP motherfucking L. So what's the motherfucking deal? Let's get this motherfucking show on the motherfucking road. Oh, excuse me. Well, I'm solo tonight, honey. I don't know where the host is at. I don't know where the co-host is at. So I'm just here by myself, and we're going to do this, and we're going to get through it, honey. I'm going to give you some real tea of the function, the way I see it, how it was, and how I felt about the situation. And I'm not going to be biased about the situation, and I'm not going to keep shit in the bag. I'm going to tell you exactly how it was, bitch, because, you know, it's no shame. I love my cousin, Sanaya Down. I love her as a cousin. I love her as a sister. And, you know, but at the end of the day, I'm a journalist, and I'm going to give you the real tea exactly the way the fucking ball motherfucking happened. It's no shade to anyone. So if anyone takes that shade, well, then I guess that's your problem. You don't have to like me, but you're going to respect me. What the fuck? But I'm definitely here, honey. And to all you girls out there that's speculating because the awards ball was canceled and the awards ball was at the lab, and my legendary sister Jasmine just told Ms. Rahi ball is canceled. It is not canceled. Her ball is still October 17th here in New York. Well, not here. Well, in New York City at the lab. And the doors open up at 4 o'clock. And the ball starts probably at 6 o'clock. All categories will be finished. If I have to come through and bulldoze the children, the flyers was definitely out last night. The flyers are definitely be out again tonight. You'll definitely catch the flyers again at the Racks and Riches ball and any ball or any mini ball in between here now.
Long Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Nicole, let me bring you on. Nicole, are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay. From what I hear, people are still on the other phone line. They're still on the other show, well, the earlier show or whatever. If you guys are in the chat room, tell everybody to please get on over here. It's called The Recap. If you're in the chat room and you still hear people talking because they're saying Tony is still talking, somebody let Tony know that that show is not even being broadcasted. It's just sitting there, and he needs to be over on this end. If you're in the chat room, again, clear, refresh your page or whatever, and click on the one that's called The Recap. Oh, hold on, I'm getting a message. Why is it a Kiki? What is going on? Are you on this show or the other show?
Who was that?
My partner in crime. Okay, you're on this one? Yes or no?
Okay, now you said go to the recap.
No, you don't have to go, Nicole, because you're live on the air. And you should be in the same chat room. That's for the people that are actually listening from their computers. They may be still listening to the other one. So just refresh. The numbers are starting to build again. So the I'm all over the place. Let me get this girl back on the phone.
Oh, God. I have so much to say.
You said you have so much to say?
Yes. It's so, oh, God. Oh, God.
What's wrong, Nicole?
I'm going to need me a cigarette. Let me cool my car.
But you know what? It's always something after a major ball. It's always something.
I just go it too far. Yeah, I'm okay, Father. I'm okay. I'm just getting it together.
I know that's right. 365 days. A mess. I told you, baby. Oh, girl. Herself. And I can't even get to it to hang up on it. So when I'm going to have to listen to her voicemail, when I'm going to have to start hanging up on people. If I start hanging up on you, please call back because I need to organize this board.
I had to get me to, like, cigarettes, you know. Oh, boy. I'm watching everybody in the chat room.
What's up? This is Kelly, and at the present moment, I can't get to this call. So what you can do is leave a name, a number,
yeah,
and a message, and I'll get back to you at my reservation. Thank you.
And you're getting hung up on, that's because I'm trying to get to Kelly's number.
Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up. Or for delivery options, press pound.
Oops. Hey.
All right. Kelly, girl, pick up your phone.
I'm watching the chat room, Chanel for Life.
Okay, there she goes. Kelly.
Facebook, Toy Boy.
Where's she at? So, chat room, what did you think about the first hour, hour and a half of the show?
No, I'm just looking in the chat room. I'm just looking at all of y'all and y'all statements and how y'all feel about the situation. That's it. Hi, Clayton. I'm sorry. I saw you before Father Tony was talking. What's going on? What's popping? Sometimes. I was just in Philadelphia. I'm going to Baltimore. It depends on what I'm feeling. It's not my life. I don't want to get caught up in stuff like this.
The cooler should be right here. Hello.
All right.
Your mother.
Back.
Already on the phone line.
She is
well, hang up. I couldn't. I told you, girl. You couldn't catch it.
Oh.
Wait. What's your? Okay. If you're on the phone line, no. Hang up and. I mean, click over and go back to the other one.
I already hung up the phone because she said you called me back.
Okay. Forget it.
Okay, because she got calls full.
Yeah. This board is freezing up and everything. All right. So. The chat room says y'all didn't give Kelly a chance to talk and blah, blah, blah. So where do you guys want to go with this?
Who is this contentious? What's this contentious? Where was that old queen?
Hello?
Yeah.
Because she is fierce.
Okay. Now, can y'all hear me? Is everybody back on the phone line?
Yeah,
it's just you, me, and Nicole.
Okay, well, I understand everything that the icon Tony Revlon was saying, but my whole situation and my whole point of the situation that I was trying to say before I was cut off is I have been the mother of this house. I have been the New York City mother for a year. I have been the overall East Coast mother for the last 9 months. When anybody chops any of my kids, I don't go up there and I don't ask them anything. I don't question enough. I don't ask them anything. I tell my children, they chopped you, they chopped you. I don't feel what I'm on the judge's channel. I don't care if it's a mother, a father, an icon, an overseer, anybody should ask me my opinion on why I chopped anyone. And then for them to ask me my opinion while I chop someone, and then for me to say I chopped them because I'm looking at the category the way the category is supposed to be brought, and we need to get the politics out of the ballroom scene and all types of things and stop letting these girls go through, and then for a leader of a house to tell me that they have been letting you through for years and disrespected me. And I don't feel that I should be disrespected by anyone for any means or any way, so therefore, okay? Because I don't question anybody when they chop my children. I don't come up there, and I don't ask, because I don't care why. A chop is a chop when it comes to my child, okay? And I don't do, we don't do redemption when a Mizrahi gets chopped at any Mizrahi ball or any one of Jack Rumble's ball. There is no redemption for Mizrahi. There's redemption for everybody else. Mizrahis don't get redemption, but everybody else gets redemption. So I don't think anybody should question me and ask me why I chop anybody. If the child wants to know why I chopped them at the end of the night, it's the many kids that came up to me and asked me why I chopped them, and I told them exactly why I chopped them, and then they hit me up on MySpace and speak to me after and tell you, Kelly, you were absolutely right. I don't feel any judge or any parent should come up to me while I'm sitting on the judge's panel and ask me why I chopped their child, okay? That's how I feel about the situation. And I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to dwell on the situation. Just like when I need to speak to man, I have man's number in my phone, or I'll call Aisha, or I'll call one of the other prodigies and get man's number so I can speak to him. Man could have did the same thing and called any one of his members that knows me, that he knows that I associate with, and got my number. He did not have to call to Jack or Andre to get my number. I am a grown-ass woman. I am 33 years old. He don't need to call anyone to get my number. He could have called around, and somebody would have gladly gave him my number. But I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to dwell on that situation all night long, because I still have other things, we still have other things that we have to talk about.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To
that's your voice
press
now.
To delete and re-record your message, press 3.
Okay,
Kelly. Actions, press 4.
Well, let's let that
message,
hang up.
Press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
That's a long-ass message I've had with my hands since this shit. But that's how I feel about the situation. I respect everything.
Message.
I respect everything that Tony
message,
said and everything. But
to
you know,
can re-record your message.
All right.
Press
well.
3. For delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star. To send this
oh,
message
four.
Now, press pound or hang up.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
Replay your message.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow.
To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4.
The FBI is listening.
Press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Press pound on their phone. It's the right phone.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think we're going to hear it no more.
Okay.
All right, Kelly, listen. Listen. People in the chat room, I know a lot of people want to get on the whole booty topic and stuff, and we are going to get into that, but I think that, you know, we need to just kind of figure out what we can do to try to, you know, eliminate this happening from again. You know, is it a way that, you know, you and the person, like, what do you think could have been avoided between you and man? Do you think that he...
I don't even want to talk about that topic anymore. Because out of respect for myself and out of respect for the icon Tony, I'll wait, and because I know that man has a job along with myself, I'll wait till sometime tomorrow afternoon, and I have man's number in my phone, and I will text man and tell him when's the best time for him to call me, and we will talk as leaders about the situation.
Well,
and I'm going to be respectful.
Today of the ball, and y'all came up here, and y'all gave these people all what they want, and they gave, and you still have
It could have been done at the ball. But you know, like Tony said, when people hold things in, things happen, and that's what happened. And regardless of the fact of us
so
talking
you're
before,
saying
the,
that you actually had suppressed it, some feelings.
No, I never. First of all, Nicole, I never suppressed it anything because I was judging at the icon ball. I didn't suppress anything. I didn't have an issue. I don't have an issue.
Okay, Kelly, if I lower your voice and calm down, don't get excited. And now listen to this. What was the problem? Now listen to my question, that when he said something, your defense mechanism went up so high that you jumped up out of your chair. Where did that came from?
Because he questioned me about the situation, and then when I said no, when I jumped out the chair, because I was sitting in the chair, and he asked me, why did I chop her? I said, because Witch Queen and Drag don't have acrylic tips. And then I said, what I said after that was, this is the problem, y'all need to stop questioning people and just letting girls get through, because girls been getting through for years. And then what he said to me, that triggered my other Gemini side to come out. Well, bitch, you've been getting through for fucking years.
Okay, we're going to stop it there. So
well, I don't even
bottom
want to
line is, bottom, let me finish. Bottom line is, we know what caused it. You said something, he said something, you jumped up, you guys should have squashed it at the ball, but you said that you're going to stand up, and tomorrow, sometime during the day, you are going to text him, and as leaders, you guys are going to try to work this out where it doesn't have to happen again. That's what we need to look forward to. Hopefully, that's where it'll be. You know, we can get over this, and that'll be that.
Mr. Man
in the chat room is asking, and I'm going to clarify it, why can't he call Andre or Jack about Kelly's issues? And the reason why is because Kelly feels that she is a leader. Why are you going to call somebody else when you're grown enough you can actually talk to her?
Paris Hilton, I'm not to interrupt you. Paris Hilton, you're about to be out this room. One more time. I'm not going to entertain the thought to go at it with you. You think you Paris Hilton? You're going to be Paris Hilton for real. This out this room.
Okay, and Nicole and Jasmine, let me let y'all know how real the situation is. Because, Nicole, you have been my sister for years, along with Jasmine. I have nothing against the Prodigies. I had nothing against the Prodigies at the Icon Ball. I had nothing against the Prodigies this weekend. And I picked that on motherfucking Barbara Dolores Hunter, that I have nothing against the Prodigies. So y'all know I'm being motherfucking real about the situation. Hello.
I'm listening to you. This chat room just really made me just go for it, because I'm not playing with them right now. And these girls in these distant screen names, if you want some of this, say your fucking name, bitch. You know mine.
Okay. I see what y'all saying in the chat room. He called to get the number. I understand. And okay, so that's what they're saying is, why shouldn't man call Jack or Andre to get your number, Kelly? And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, they have a right to call. When people try to reach me about issues, people call Andre, or confirm, you know, Jasmine so-and-so wants you to call them. Or the same thing with Kelly, you know, Jasmine so-and-so wants you to call them. So, you know, I guess that's how it should work. So I think that's where they were going with that. But enough is enough about that. Hopefully you guys can square that away tomorrow on your own and put an end to this, because we don't need to continue with this.
Period. We don't need to go through that, period. Because what I wanted to say just before y'all go off that topic, it's a triangle. Kelly, it's a triangle. So you damn if you do. If you're respecting Tony and Father Icon, that's the grandpa. I respect him just as much as you respect him. And these are his children. So when your children is going at it with him, then you got to think about, where would that put y'all? And what that is, no, people with so much connection here that we're going to have to learn how to humble ourselves. And you are a leader. You are the mother.
Nicole, you know what, Nicole? Let me tell you something. Andre and Jack and Jasmine has made me the most humblest person there is, Nicole. And that's what the problem is, right? This is what I look at the problem as. They have made me such a humble person. Because, Nicole, you know, bitch, I didn't even let a bitch even utter a word or say anything. They have turned me into a humble motherfucking lady. And I think the girls is taking Jack and Jasmine and Andre, turning me into a humble motherfucking mother for being a punk pussy-ass bitch. And I think it's time that I motherfucking lash out and let a bitch motherfucking know that motherfucking mother U-Haul is still in my motherfucking blood system, and I can still kick a bitch motherfucking ass from time to fucking time.
Okay.
Well, on that note, can we move into the Rumble?
Do you have any callers? I know all those listeners, ain't nobody pressing one.
The phone lines are so packed at the
why aren't y'all pressing one? I don't like ask about me. She's about to get it. This chat room is
okay.
Really
well, you know what? I'm not even trying. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna nip the whole thing in the bud. Since anybody want to know the whole situation that happened at the Rumble Ball. The whole situation happened at the Rumble Ball. That happened at the Rumble. Because we're not gonna go into whole deep details of the situation. The whole situation is, I talked to the icon, the grandfather James Caan, about the situation, and I told him how about the situation. My kids never threw that bottle at the Caan child that was standing in front of them, okay? We got to get to this bottom. Father Camaro Blahnik threw the bottle over my kids to the child, and that's how the situation happened. And for Booty to be a phony bitch, and every time he see me, he come up to me and want to say, oh, what up, East Coast, and all types of shit, Miss Thing. And then for that whole situation to happen, because I tapped that child and asked him to move out the way, and then he jumped in my girlfriend's face because he thought that David wanted to throw the bottle at him. That wasn't the whole situation. Camaro threw the thing. And for Booty to be a phony bitch or to be the high or what the fuck that he's high on and to say that he been wanting to fight me for fucking years, like I told James Icard, my kids will stand to the side. The car will stand to the side, and if Booty wants me, like he said he's been wanting me for so many years, me and him could tear it down one-on-one. James said it could happen, and that's the way it's going to motherfucking happen. So when he see me and I see him, that's what's going to happen. And you know bitches don't need to know anything about the whole motherfucking situation, and I already spoke to James about the situation. And that's what's going to fucking happen. He want me, since he want me for all these years, he going to have me when he motherfucking see me and I decide to come the fuck out. He's going to have me. The cars are going to stand to the side. The Ms. Rice is going to stand to the side. And we're going to tear it down like two motherfucking niggas. And that's the whole situation. And we're not talking about anything else. Now, if any callers want to call in and talk about what happened.
It ain't going to be like that. The show will just be over with now. It ain't going to even go down like that. What the hell you mean that you and Booty gonna fight? This is not playground. This is not the after-school special. Y'all gonna fight. The Caans are gonna stand to the side. The Miseratis are gonna stand to the side. That shit is not gonna happen. Y'all not two niggas that gonna be sitting there fighting each other like that.
Now I understand what the chat room was giving. They said, Kelly battle this one. Mistake!
Let me tell you something, right? Okay, that whole incident that happened had nothing to do with me or my children that happened because my children was not the one that threw the bottle. Somebody that was in our
system. Kelly, the bottom line is the ball's happening and somebody threw a bottle on the floor and Booty thought it was the Miseratis that threw it, and he jumped in your face or whatever, but it really wasn't the Miseratis, it was Camaro. And then Booty tells you, I've been wanting a part of you for years, and
what?
Not now. Now, I'm going to take over. I'm getting phone calls at 6 o'clock in the morning about this going on, how the Caans are outside in the parking lot waiting for you and the Miseratis to come out, and how one of your personal gay children are giving tasers and stun guns to Booty to attack you, and this is what the ballroom is coming to?
Yes, this is exactly what the ballroom is coming to, but trust me, every motherfucking dog has their motherfucking day, bitch, and trust me, okay? Let me put it to you like this, right? Our every representative needs to call Andre or Jack or Cabbage and Dexter have my number. Cabbage and Dexter, one of them needs to call my phone so I can speak because when my kids see Anthony Ebony, they're going to attack him for giving motherfucking Booty Caan a stun gun to motherfucking stun me and he was supposed to be my motherfucking gay child. Okay, so one of the Ebony representatives needs to call me because Anthony, the Trenta Snatcher, because my kid is going to attack him. My kid is going to attack him, so one of the Ebony representatives needs to take it, give me a motherfucking call, because it's going to be motherfucking total motherfucking chaos.
Okay, so this is where I say enough is enough. This is why I say that I'm tired. And I understand this person has instant messaged me, and they keep saying the same thing over and over again, close it down, close it down, close it down. It's like, it's so draining. Now, for you to sit here, no matter what Kelly is, no matter what Kelly portrays herself as, no matter how big her mouth is, why is there a group of people that are trying to attack you, and why are they trying to stun gun you and all the rest of that stuff? I think James Caan is the most beautifulest person. He has a beautiful relationship with me, and I know that this is not what he stands for. So why? How is this happening? I just don't understand.
I spoke to James, and me and James spoke for about an hour, and he said he spoke to the car because he heard about the whole situation. Only thing they knew, and so he spoke to me, was that the car said Ms. Rahees was arguing. None of the cars knew what was going on or why they was arguing or what was going on. They just knew we was arguing. Nobody never knew that it was a motherfucker, that we were dealing with Geico, and it was a middleman inside the motherfucking situation until we got in the motherfucking car, and the kids told me Camaro was the one that threw the bottle over the motherfucking Ms. Rahees, and that's why the motherfucking convoy turned around and jumped up into my girlfriend's motherfucking face. Hello?
I hear you.
And so that's how the whole situation happened. And then for Booty to be on whatever he was on and to be phony and sit there after you just see me, because we were staying in the same hotel, oh, what up, East Coast, and you know, and all of this stuff that you want me for years, that was ridiculous and phony. And then for that phony-ass motherfucking bitch, Anthony motherfucking Ebony, to take and give Booty a stun gun to motherfucking stun me, and you supposed to be my child, I'm going to show you exactly what my real kids can motherfucking do.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, Kelly, personally between you and I, and it's no shade towards Anthony, because I don't know what happened. I don't even know Anthony like that, but I've told you this time and time again, Kelly. When you can't trust what's going on in your own home or your surroundings, you shouldn't have a surrounding or have anybody in your own home. A lot of people say, Jasmine, you live all the way in Florida. Or when they come by, they say, oh, Jasmine, your house is so nice, but it's so quiet. Nobody ever comes here. That's the way I like it. I can't have a whole bunch of people that I don't trust around me. I can't have a whole bunch of people in and out my doors, knocking at my doors. I'm sorry if you're going through something, I'll try my best to reach out to you, but I'm not going to sit here and continue to open my door to somebody, and then they constantly either turn their back on me, steal from me, or give somebody a stun gun to fuck me up with at a ball. I would rather have nobody around me. And I told you this before, you just need to watch your surroundings, and you need to start clearing it up. And you have listened, and I have noticed that you have started clearing it up. Unfortunately, shit happens like this, and it opens your eyes, and maybe that is something that's going to open your eyes and say, now I know why I've been cleaning up lately, because this is what's happening. I'm not saying it's true or not, because I wasn't there to know if Anthony did that, but the bottom line is, this is what's being brought to our attention. And something really needs to give. Something really needs to give, because you are a female figure, I am sure, and it's no shade towards nobody, but I am sure that nobody wants, nobody like, they're not going to allow no butch queen to go down to Atlanta and stun gun Portia or Jasmine or Shay Shay or anything. The female figures in Atlanta have a lot of respect. I think all the female figures all over should get the same type of respect. And I think it's really going a little too far. And I just think it's a mess.
It is. It's life. It's a circle. It's a circle of life. And let me tell you something. What Jasmine had here told me, I have heard from numerous of people. Right? And I sit, and, you know, I listen to what people tell me, but I have to, I'm the type of person is that I have to really get something. Something has to really get me for it to open my eyes, for me to really realize what the situation is. I'm not going to judge somebody on what other people say because they had something with the situation with somebody. And so that's how I look at the situation. But now when I got the situation from a reliable source that I know is in the in my circle of life, I know that the situation was definitely fucking true.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to rectify it. Trust me. I'm going to rectify the situation because the person that gave me the situation, I know that they're in my circle of life. And the girls don't even know that these girls are in my circle of life. And they told me the situation about Anthony passing this man, the sun god, to Sunday. But, you know, it's like, hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nicole, you and I talk for a second. What do you think it is? Is it the way Kelly is portrayed in the scene? Is it Kelly's past? Is it Kelly's mouth? Is it Kelly's the center of attention on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday?
I think it's a collective of a lot of things put together. But when it comes down to, oh my God, I just can't. No, Kelly, no, because when it comes down, okay, the Anthony thing just really took me for a loop. That just really took me for a loop. But when it comes down to Kelly and I feel, and this is honestly, I can't say no shade because me and Seth Kelly has been sisters way before anybody tried to accept her to be in anything. We would go through it when we were young for years. And I think that Kelly is demanding a respect as her being the mother of the house of East, the mother, East Coast mother of the house of Mizrahi. And because she is the mother, she feels that she should be respected on the same level as every legend and icon. But I think all the other legends and icons are feeling, and I'm not speaking for them, but this is just my preconceived notions, that she's not on their level, and we are respecting her because she is the mother of the house of Mizrahi. So that's why Jack and Andre was called, because when you talk about history, Jack, Andre, Mann, and all of them, they would be on the same level. Kelly is deserving of the respect because, yes, she is Mother East Coast, but she does not have the same experience, Jasmine. And that's causing the flicture right there. I don't think that Tony comes to Kelly and say, well, we're on the same level. I think he comes to Kelly because he respects her because she is the mother of the house. Because Kelly and Tony is not on the same level to me. And I'm not on the same level to any one of these people. I don't know about what's going on with Booty and them, so I don't know what's coming, but to demand all of them when I was young, man, was older. I don't care how old we are in age. Our experience, these are more experienced people who have been there. There is a certain way you should be talked to. Yes. There is a time and place for everything. Yes, I totally agree. But to go off, and then mind you got it, when this is what keeps the conflict going, because nobody wants to humble herself. Kelly's not going to back down because she feels that she's on this level and this is what she should be respected for. And they're saying, no, 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 she's not on our level. She's the mother of the house of Mizrahi, but she's not on the level of the icons and the rest of them. And she feels, now this is where I said about the years in the past. I think that comes up now because that's what makes her so defensive. Because we both have had it hard. And the same people could be the same people that are giving us hard, because that's the way the lifestyle goes. You know, criticism is a bitch. And she gets very defensive fast. And that's where it just all goes completely out of proportion. Kelly and we says it should not be you battle man, you battle booty, you battle the corns, because you want to be respected as the mother of the house of Mizrahi, East Coast. And you are the mother, and you don't need no secret services, and you don't need none of those things, because that alone gives you the title to be respected. But your experience is not the same as Mann and Tony and Jay. I would never think that in my head. Now, I'm going to say what I want to say. There's a way of saying it. I'm going to voice my opinion. Anybody that knows anything about me, I'm going to say it. But it's just a certain way on how to do anything. So when she comes out, like, with this burst of anger, they really retaliate because, like, you notice what he kept saying? She is not going to disrespect me on this show. He felt disrespected. She felt disrespected at the board. They had a situation. He felt that now that's personal to him. Like, why? Because him and Kelly does not have the same resume, and they do not have the same experience. And before Kelly became the mother of any house, he was already the father of one. So it is a certain point, and, you know, where you have to, you know, just it's just good to humble yourself, because Jasmine, if she goes at it with men and them and everything, how come y'all notice every time you go at it with one of our kids, Grandpa get on his phone? Because those are his kids. So now he's going to come, and he wants to talk to you, Kelly, because he respects you. Like you said, he always respects you. But now you're going off. I will get my kids to fuck them up, da, da, da. Now what happened to the respect that he's requiring from you? It's all just a tag situation. It's too much and too overwhelming. Everything is just tag. You damn if you do, you damn if you don't. It's too many fucking chiefs, and nobody wants to be Indians. That's the problem, I think, here. Everybody wants to be on the same level. Everybody is not on the same level. Just because a woman can have kids doesn't make her a mother. Just because somebody is this high position in the house doesn't mean that they hire and that can debate an icon. No, there are levels, period. And an establishment and a lifestyle in your own life and a job and a business. And yes, respect is always required, but it's going too far. It's going too far.
Let me tell you something, Nicole. The only time I have went and ever addressed a judge about anything is when I sit there and I watch two or three battles with my kids, and the judge has not looked at my child once during the battle. I have never once, since I've been mother in the last 2 years of me being mother, ever went up to a judge's panel and asked anybody, why did they chop my child or anything, okay? I just want everybody, and it's not even to talk about on the same level or anything. Respect is due to a motherfucking pig, okay? Respect is due to a pick. It ain't got nothing to do with levels, icon, legend, statement of stars, bitch.
It boils down to that, because if you get respect, believe it or not, Kelly.
Nicole, it does not do
it. It does boil down because respect, the respect you is, hi, Kelly, I respect you as a person, this, and that, la, la. Now, when you start to debate with them back and everything, now they don't just feel disrespected. They feel disrespected because now you're trying to come at them as what you see them do. Because
you know what
you're doing, you see them do.
No, you know what it is? This is what it is. We need to drop the legend and the statement and the stars and all of that stuff out the equation. We need to drop all of that out the equation. And everybody needs to respect everybody like we are all in the same age bracket. Maybe Tony and Andre is about the only ones, and James and your father, is the only ones that's older. But I'm 33 years old. I'll be 34 in May. Everybody needs to respect me as an adult, not as a legend, an icon, or a statement, or a star. Respect me as an adult. Okay? Like I said, a respect is due to a motherfucking pig, okay? Everybody deserves respect. Even a 007 deserves respect.
It's not realistic. Thank you. That would be, I feel that. I feel I'm totally with the respect thing. I am totally, and I'm not, that's not arguing, because make no fucking error, I won't be disrespected. So I'm totally with up there, but it is not realistic when you are dealing with a boardroom that is built upon alliances and this and that, and this one who been out there, you had Tony say he been out since 1982, and then this one that been out to this one. These sometimes people are, they just may be set in their ways, not saying that there is wrong.
Yeah, the ballroom. Yeah, half of the ballroom scene is built on alliances and everything. But half of those bitches, half of those people, excuse me, sorry, but I say bitches. Half of the people that sit on the alliance ain't got a pot to piss on a window to throw it out.
Well, I can read that. That is true too.
So it's a no win-win situation. Let me tell you something, Nicole. When we was out, Nicole, and we was Butch Queens, and all this out, the things that happened to me as a film queen, bitch, I never seen it happen to any of the motherfucking femme queens when we was out and we was Butch Queens and Butch Queens and drag this thing.
I don't ask for you to do this, but I'm not going to sit here and go through that. I want this Paris, Perez Hilton, I want her out. And I don't do that, but I want her out. I'm not going to sit here and look at and watch this. This conversation is too intense and too deep for me to be sitting here debating, and this bitch is plucking my last nerve.
All right, Paris is gone, and comic book, you're gone too. For your little comments as well, and
this is not the show for that night. That's
say.
Exactly what we're talking about. And y'all sitting in this room, going off and making all this, y'all not helping the situation at all. This is bad. And this is for me, Kelly, to you. Like, I'm like, you know, I could get past the man and the individual part, but that's gags that they telling you that the cons is waiting for you. That's gags that your son is. No, that's gags. That's too deep.
But the whole situation with the cons, it's slightly resolved with James. I spoke to James, so the situation is slightly resolved. I spoke to James. The whole situation with the kids and everything in the house of cards is squad. It's just the situation with Booty.
Okay.
But like I said, Nicole, I remember when I was a Butch Queen. And I was a Butch Queen in drag. And a Butch Queen would take and utter a rude word of femme queen. And this one, I was a Butch Queen. We used to attack that motherfucking Butch Queen for even saying anything to Sanaya, Carrie, or Ajane, or any of those girls. You see?
You know what, Kelly? You and I have talked about this, and I've said this to you a million times. Bottom line is, Kelly, you can sit here. And I'm just going to bring it up. You can sit here and keep trying and hoping and praying that you're going to get the same type of respect that a lot of these other girls have gotten. I don't get that respect. You're not going to get that respect. A lot of people are not going to get that respect. That's just the way it is. Unfortunately, you got to go out there and just earn your respect your own way. You know,
and the only way, I know, for bitches to respect me and stay the fuck out of my way, is for me to knock the motherfucking shit out of them.
But I don't think
for bitches, until bitches start, if still motherfuckers start respecting me like they respect everybody else, I'm going to continue to knock motherfuckers, whether I'm a Mizrahi or whether I'm a motherfucking 00 motherfucking 7.
Do we have any callers, Jasmine?
Yeah, let's take some callers.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do with the callers. There's so many people online, and I can only see the, only the first 50 numbers. So if you guys are on the line, press 1. After I take your call, I'm going to hang up on you to make room for the next caller. I don't see anybody pressing 1, I'm going to start hanging up on you because you're just listening. That means just hang up and call back in. I'm just bringing the people that are at the bottom, moving them on up so I can see their numbers. So don't say, oh, I'm just, you know, I keep getting hung up on.
Not shade.
Okay?
Not shade.
The first number we're going to take is 347-561. You're on the air with the recap show.
Hi, Jasmine, Nicole, and Kelly.
Hey.
Oh, wait, hold on, before you say anything. Happy birthday, Kurt.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy birthday, Kurt.
Happy birthday, Kurt.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I want to give a birthday shout out to Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
That's about it. Because I can't talk too long. I'm at work.
All right. Well, thank you for listening,
Kurt.
And thank you for our happy birthday shout out.
Let's talk tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Okay. 336-254. You're on the phone with on the show with the recap.
Hello.
Yes.
I don't even know what to say now. I just been listening this morning to Ebony. I was just gonna comment on some stuff that happened this weekend, but I mean, y'all on a whole different other topic.
You can comment on it, Lawrence. It's an open air.
I just wanted to say thank you for my house coming out this weekend. Congratulations to the other years that was given out. Congratulations to myself. Really, that's it. Like, I don't really have too much to say.
Well, congratulations to the House of Ebony and all the support you guys did in North Carolina. That's what Lawrence is saying, if y'all can't hardly hear him because it is kind of loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Lawrence. No, it's not you. It's Kelly's phone.
Yeah, Kelly, when they come in and they talking, maybe you should mute your phone and come back when you start talking because you can hear everything in your background.
All right. Thank you, Lawrence.
All right. Thank you.
Next caller, 704-303. You're on the air with the recap show.
Hello, what's going on? This is Soda Pop Chanel.
Hey,
I'm just
hi,
calling.
Soda Pop.
Hi, how you guys doing? I was just calling to say hello to everyone. And this is a new legendary Soda Pop Chanel.
Okay, congratulations.
Everybody's attention, 13 years now. I want to thank the members that was on my team, Ken, Allure, Boogie Revlon, and Bubby Revlon, and Justin Milan. I want to thank them. They're on my team for the Rumble. I want to thank the, all the kids on the new school team, you know what I'm saying? Without us, it would be no them, but it's vice versa also. So I would like to thank them. You know, I'm just listening in on the show. I do think that a lot of the shit that be going on, I think it could be alleviated, but I think it takes a bigger man to alleviate a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Somebody has to, yeah.
And hold on for
thank
a second.
So.
No, hello?
Hello?
No, don't hang up the phone. This is Booty. Hello?
Hey, Booty.
Hey. First of all, I want to say, I don't even know why. Whoever called something, you don't have to call no James when it comes to me, okay? James is a grown man. I'm a grown man. The situation that happened last night, I did what I was supposed to motherfucking do. I got up to check up for one of my motherfucking house members who was too fucking small for Kelly to be running up in their goddamn face. That's first of all. Second of all, Kelly, you can go for bear. You can say this and that, but you already know my resume too. And you know I don't bark down not one motherfucking tree. I've never been scared in my life. Don't plan on being scared, and I welcome any type of motherfucking shit that comes my way with open motherfucking arms. That's second. Third of all, I want to congratulate the House of Khan for getting House of the Year in North Carolina and all the other years. Congratulations to Day-Days, the school boards, and whoever else that got other years. I'm not going to sit on this phone, and I'm not going to go backwards and forth. I'm not going to tongue wrestle because I do have asthma. That I'm not going to do. You understand what I'm saying? I said what I said last night, and I'm not going to bite my motherfucking tongue. You got so many people that don't even like the dick. I could have blew Miss Kelly motherfucking head off last night if I wanted to. No, I did not want to do that. I could have blown that bitch to New York if I wanted to. That I did not want to do. She did not even know. It wasn't only Anthony. Bitch, I was packing too. I could have blew the bitch head off. I choose not to do that because I do like Miss Kelly, but I'm not going to back down from Miss Kelly. She was too motherfucking bitch. She pushed one of my motherfucking house members. that's a no-no. I stood up for my house mother just like she said she stand up for her kids. Miss Kelly is a woman. Miss Kelly needs to act like a woman if that's what she wants to do. If she don't want to be a woman, bitch, cut it off your chest. And go on if she don't want to be a motherfucking woman. I'm not going to bite my mouth for no Miss motherfucking Kelly. No. No, I'm not. Miss Kelly thinks she's a bully, and Miss Kelly needs to be stopped. And that's that. However she want to handle this situation, it can be handled. If she wants to handle it nicely, it can be handled nicely. If she wants to act in an ass and try to handle it, oh, it definitely can be handled that way also. And that's it, Jasmine. Y'all have a nice day.
Thank you, Booty. I need a blunt.
I got one. In the name of my legendary brother, call the cops. Call the fucking cops.
Kelly. Kelly. Please tell me she was there.
You know what? The Lord just worked that out real fine because she
okay,
was.
I don't even think Kelly was there because I'm getting a call from somebody off. I'm getting a call from somebody else in the car. Hold on. Hello?
Ooh, chat room. What's going on? Cream, what you think?
Well, I didn't never put her on hold.
No,
where
shade.
Did she go?
Let's, what do y'all think? Father, yes. Oh, my God, Nicole, what?
Okay, tell her to hang up the phone, and I'm going to call her because I
okay,
can't
Lottie
see
Pop.
Her number. Oh, God.
I'm Jasmine. Ballroom Walker, she's next.
Y'all cut it out in the chat room now.
She's
okay,
be next.
You know what? Y'all chat room, y'all need to really cut it out because about an average of 50 people I do know, all y'all newbies that are coming out here just to see, get all the tea and gossip and attack people, y'all can get blocked real quick, honey.
Well, you're not anyway, and I don't have any time for bricks and stones. You've never built nothing I've been in, so I suggest you keep it moving. Now, back to what I was asking you, chat room. Did y'all hear that? I'm talking to you guys. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hello. If you thought I was not on the motherfucking phone line, I did not motherfucking say anything.
Hey, dog, Ebony. What y'all giving? Y'all heard Kelly. She's back.
You know I wasn't on the phone line if I didn't say anything. And like she said, Anthony wasn't the only one that gave him something. Somebody else could have gave him something because I called back in and I heard what he said. I didn't hear everything, but I heard what he said, baby. And I don't need nobody to motherfucking do anything for me, bitch. Like he said, bitch, you know what kills, you know what kills me? That, you know what kills me? You know what? You know what kills me, Miss Thing? That he's been a phony motherfucking faggot, bitch, and want to sit here at East Coast. How you doing, East Coast? Bitch, don't be motherfucking phony to me. Bitch, kiss my motherfucking ass, bitch. If you don't fucking like me, bitch, don't motherfucking speak to me. Because if I don't like you, bitch, I'm not going to motherfucking speak to you at motherfucking all, Miss Thing, okay? Bitch, and like he said, bitch, he can pump motherfucking lead into anything that he wants to. Bitch, you ain't the only one that got a motherfucking gun, bitch, that goes motherfucking black, bitch.
No packing. No packing.
Okay?
Yeah,
because
bitch, really stop. For real.
Okay.
I mean, the day that somebody gets shot up in this ballroom is the day...
Well,
that,
I'm not
going to
have...
Well, y'all, you know what? You know, but I don't know when I'm going to have when my phone going to cut off. So please finish taking the rest of the phone calls, baby. Because I'm just gagging how bitches, how these motherfucking punk-ass motherfucking bitches got so much motherfucking balls and all types of motherfucking shit, bitch. It just motherfucking... It tickles my motherfucking pussy, Miss Faye. But
no,
y'all finish
phone
making.
Don't need, the phone don't need to go walk. This is just your baby. If
no, 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 no. If my phone get cut off, Jasmine will call on her phone from one somebody else in the car, and she'll know I'm off the line. And when I have bars back on my phone. But come on, let's finish taking the phone calls. I'm not even going to sit here and condone that situation and say, because after this weekend was my last time out into ballroom scene for a while. Kelly is about to focus on Kelly and being Kelly and stop focusing on being Mother Mizrahi, and I'm about to take a hiatus from the ballroom scene for a while. It has nothing to do with what happened this weekend, but it's something that I need to do for myself. I need to cleanse myself from all the negativity and all the motherfucking faggots and all you cokehead sniffing motherfucking bitches that like motherfuckers to piss on you. Yes, you booty. Next caller.
Yeah, well, honey, what are we going to do, honey? Because Andre is on his little hiatus, you know, searching. And now you're about to go on one, honey.